Hi there, Bruce Cameron with you for another folk music program on 2MCE Community Radio in the Central West. This is Come All Ye. Opening the program today, a couple of tracks from a group from Vermont in the northeast of the US, a group called Low Lily from a late 2023 album, Angels in the Wreckage. We'll hear a song about the disproportionate police violence against black citizens in the United States. A cheery way to start the program, but the song's quite good. And we'll follow that with an instrumental called Keep the Pacassandra Flying. Pacassandra? It's a plant. And its title, not the plant's title, but the track's title, a bit of a play on words from a George Orwell social commentary type book called Keep the Aspidistra Flying. Here's Low Lily opening Come All Ye today.
All right, I'm ready.
What do you do when there is no justice? Tear it down, tear it down. What do you do when there is no peace? Tear it down, no racist police. If you're the judge,
if you're the judge,
if you're the jury,
if you're the jury,
you've got the power,
you got the power.
Release the fury,
release the fury.
What do you do when there is no justice? Tear it down, tear it down. What do you do when there is no peace? Tear it down, no racist police. If you're the senator,
if you're the senator,
commander-in-chief,
commander-in-chief,
you got the power,
you got the power.
Give us relief,
give us relief.
What do you do when there is no justice? Tear it down, tear it down. What do you do when there is no peace? Tear it down, no racist police. If you're the people,
if you're the people,
you hear the beat,
you hear the beat.
You got the power,
you got the power.
Take to the streets, take to the streets. What do you do when there is no justice? Tear it down, tear it down. What do you do when there is no peace? Tear it down, no racist police. What do you do when there is no justice? Tear it down. Police.
opening Come All Ye Today. Two tracks from a group called Low Lily from Vermont. A recent album, well, a 2023 album called Angels in the Wreckage. And it's a fascinating album, very good one. It went very close to being the featured album in today's program, but it didn't. We heard a song called What'll You Do? A bit of social comment, and then an instrumental called Keep the Pacassandra Flying. Storyline or the melody sound familiar? Yeah. Well, that came first. That song, Willie the Weeper, delivered there by Pete Cooper and Richard Bolton. 2024 album called Burning Bright. I think I'll play another track from it. The they've been around a long time, those two, not necessarily as a duo, but Pete Cooper, for instance, has been in other bands that we've heard on this program. They are good instrumentalists as well. This is a track called The Mountain Brigands Dances. Pete Cooper and Richard Bolton, two very good English musicians, and Pete Cooper's a good singer too. Mountain Brigands Dances, that track. Before that, Willie the Weeper, 2024 album, Burning Bright, on the Wild Goose English folk label. Very good English folk music label. Someone who didn't bother with labels, at least recording company labels, is Anna Massey. Anna Massey is a Scottish, well, I was going to say guitarist, and she is a guitarist, but she also plays fiddle and banjo and mandolin and sings a bit as well. COVID lockdown prompted her to record an album at home called Two Down. It's called Two Down because it's her second solo album. The first one was recorded about 20 years ago. She's been around a while. She plays with, well, we've heard her on this program, playing with Blazin' Fiddles and the group Rant. She's also a radio presenter, probably a far more competent one than me. She presents BBC Radio Scotland's program Travelling Folk, which if you have the technology to tune into it, I recommend you do. Here's a song she wrote called Thanks for Writing. This is COVID-induced. And then we'll hear a track called Dinner Medals from the same album. Dinner Medals is what certain members of her family used to call the soup stains and other food stains on the tie of an uncle. So first one is Thanks for Writing, and then Dinner Medals.
To me, we'll both get something from the postie, much better than a bill. Thanks for writing, I got your note, the one you wrote to say hello. Thanks for writing. First name, surname, number, road, village, region, postcode, don't forget a stamp. Thanks for writing, I got your note, the one you wrote to say hello. Thanks for writing. A postcard's how I choose to say I miss your face. By the way, you owe me a pint. Thanks for writing, I got your note, the one you wrote to say hello. Thanks for writing. One of the things I like the most is getting letters in the post to the people of whom I'm most fond. I reply on Basil Dunbond. Here, that's fancy paper with a watermark. Nice touch. Thanks for writing, I got your note, the one you wrote to say hello. Thanks for writing, I got your note, the one you wrote to say hello. You're not alone. Thanks for writing, I got your note, the one you wrote to say hello. You're not alone, even though you're stuck at home. Thanks for writing.
quite a light-hearted album, this one, from a very fine musician, Anna Massey, Scottish guitarist and other instrument player and singer. That was Dinner Medals. And before that, Thanks for Writing, one of her compositions. We'll hear one more and then I'll introduce you to the featured album. Haven't heard this track for a while on the program. This is Alistair Hewlett, recorded with Dave Swarbrick on a terrific album called Saturday Johnny and Jimmy the Rat. This is The Ways of a Rover.
I've travelled east, I've travelled west, and I've been south of the border, stolen sober, often drunk, sometimes out of order, sometimes up in Treadle up, and sometimes up in Trade. But when it's time to cop my whack, then I've copped up and paid it. I swore by the light of the morning sun, my drinking days were over. That very night I was back in town, following the ways of a rover. When we toast for all blind sign brings absent our departed, I'll drink to me true love, though she was fickle-hearted. And we meet then with another girl, we a heap of wine and brandy. Who gives a shake of the cutty stool? It's hey, come up, my gandy. I swore by the light of the morning sun, my drinking days were over. That very night I was back in town, following the ways of a rover. Like wings will reel and spin, not in the gorgeous avenue, you got the path of sin. When I was born by the light of the morning sun, my drinking days were over. That very night I was back in town, following the ways of a rover. When I was born by the light of the morning sun, my drinking days were over. That very night I was back in town, I was following the ways of a rover.
Following the ways of a rover, Alistair Hewlett and Dave Swarbrick. And I've got a suspicion Dave Swarbrick just launched into that little instrumental bit in the middle without telling Alistair he's going to do it. Maybe the first time, not when they're in the studio. I think he had a habit of doing things like that. Saturday Johnny and Jimmy the Rat, fine album. From two fine musicians no longer around, unfortunately. Fine musician who is around, fortunately, is Bruce Mulski. And not so long ago, he released an album called Everywhere You Go. Another multi-instrumentalist and singer is Bruce Mulski. We've heard from Anna Massey already. Well, Bruce Mulski, different music, but fine set of tunes and songs on this featured album today called Everywhere You Go. Goes through tunes from Africa, Scandinavia, Scotland, Ireland, as well as American, of course, and old and new stuff along the way. He enlists musical colleagues, Daryl Anger, and Scottish Gaelic singer Mary Ann Kennedy for a track or two, but mostly it's Bruce Mulski's introspective and very solo exploration of a lifetime of his most loved songs and tunes. I'll open the featured album tracks with an instrumental from, I think, Madagascar. This is a tune called Iesa Terra.
Thank you.
tune called Yessa Terra, which I think comes from Madagascar, played there by Bruce Mulski, multi-instrumentalist, but mostly known, I guess, for fiddle and guitar. He started off as a finger-picking guitarist and developed other talents along the way. And this is our featured album today, Everywhere You Go, it's called. And it's released on the Tiki Parlor Recordings label. You're listening to Come All Ye. I'm Bruce Cameron, and this is Matt Green and Andy Turner from England.
When I was young and scarce 18, I drove a roaring trade. And many's the sly trick I have played on many's the pretty maid. My parents found that would not do, I soon would spend their store. So they resolved that I should go on board a man o' war. The bold press gang surrounded me, their warrant they did show. They swore that I should go to sea and face the daring foe. So off they lugged me to the boat, oh how I cursed their fate. 'Twas then I found that I should float on board the 98. When first I set my foot on board, how I began to stare. Our admiral gave command, there is no time to spare. They cast out anchor, shook out sail, and off they bore me straight to face the foe in storm and gale on board a 98. Well, as time passed, I bolder grew and hardened was to war. I'd run aloft with my ship's crew and had valued not a scar. So well I did me duty do till I got bosun's mate, and damn me soon got bosun too on board a 98. Well, years rolled by at Trafalgar, brave Nelson fought and fell. As they capsized that hearty tar, I caught a rap as well. To Greenwich College I come back, because I saved me a page. They only knocked a wing off Jack on board a 98. So now my cocoa I can take, my pouch with baggy stored. With my blue coat and me three-cocked hat, I'm as happy as the Lord. I've done my duty, served me king, but now I bless me paid. But damn me, I'm too old to sing. I'm nearly 98.
Thank you.
Well, there's a bit of a mashup of different tunes. Rosalie the Prairie Flower opened that medley. Then James Winders. And we headed off to Galway for the final one. Lucy Farr's Barn Dance. That's Matt Green and Andy Turner. Before the instrumental, we heard them with On Border 98. So, why was it called a 98? Because it had 98 cannons. And the other bit of useless knowledge for you, the album is called Time for a Stotty Cake. And what is a stotty cake? A stotty cake, type of bread from Northumberland. You can tell that it isn't a fadge because a stotty doesn't have yeast in it. There you go. I recommend you go to www.foodsofengland.co.uk. There you will find the difference between a fadge and a stotty. Thanks to this album, I now know the difference because I went to that website and checked it out. I also would like to point out that the album, Time for a Stotty Cake, from Matt Green and Andy Turner, has just been released on the Wild Goose label. And we heard Pete Cooper and Richard Bolton a little earlier in the program, their new album, Burning Bright, also on the Wild Goose label. What a fine label it is too. More power to their elbow. You're listening to Come All Ye. We'll venture south from Northumberland, way south, in fact, to Victoria. This is Andy Rigby with one of his compositions. I think he composed this. It's a kwela. He really likes playing South African township-type music on tin whistle. This is Kwela 21.
Thank you. bye-bye. No more. God bless you everywhere you go. Bye bye, baby, baby, bye bye.
Baby Blues, Bruce Mulski with Daryl Anger playing fiddle from the featured album called Everywhere You Go. That song was probably composed by Little Hat Jones because he recorded it in 1930. And here it is, recorded in 2022 by Bruce Mulski. If you want to find out more about Bruce Mulski, well, his website is quite informative. BruceMulski.com. His surname is spelt M-O-L-S-K-Y, but BruceMulski, one word, .com is the website. I was just looking at his website just then, and I notice among the various photographs of him, which of course appear on every musician's website, there's a really nice one of him smiling into the middle distance, and it's the photo is credited to Steve Ford. And I've got a suspicion Steve Ford took that photograph in Australia because Steve Ford lives here and indeed is a former manager of this very radio station, 2MCE. I could be completely wrong there, but anyway, I know he takes photographs. I know he takes very good photographs. Steve Ford. So check it out. Go to BruceMulski.com, the biography part of his website. Down the bottom of that page, there's a photo by Steve Ford, and that's rather good. I don't know whether Steve Ford ever took a photograph of Danny Spooner. I hope so, because he was a very photogenic chap, was our Danny. Here's a song called Wallaby Track.
One morning I rolled up a few things I got, strapped on me saddle, me cork and pint pot. Told me old boss that I might not be back. I was off for a trip on the Wallaby track. Well, the morning was fine, though it blew rather cold, and the sun was just tipping the mountains with gold. And me favourite old dog running close to me back, he knew we was off on the wallaby track with a too-a-lie-oo-a-lie-oo-a-lie-ay. Whack fall a diddle eye to rely day. We'd a fair way to go to an old camping place, so we rattled along at a pretty smart place. There were friends we could meet if the tucker got slack. They all lived quite handy to the wallaby track. But we hadn't gone far, a few mile, I suppose, when I met a young woman, and she said, "G'day, Joe." I said, "You're mistaken. Me name, it is Jack, and I'm off for a trip on the wallaby track with me to rely, you rely, you rely, eh? A whack fall the diddle eye to rely, day." She said, "Get down off your horse and arrest yourself for now. Have you seen on your travels me old poly cow?" She was the one that we used to call Black, but I think she's gone off on the wallaby track. So I got off me horse and I patted me dog, and together we sat on a stringy bark log. I lit the fire and I ratted the pack, and we all had a feed on the wallaby track with me to rely, you rely, you rely, aye. Whack fall a diddle eye to rely day. She was a fine looking girl, pretty clever and neat, and the thump in me chest, well, it fair had me beat. She said, "Where you come from? When will you be back? And why are you off on the wallaby track?" Well, I told this young woman I was seeking a wife, and how could she fancy a partner for life? She gave me a wink and she said, "That's a whack. 'Twas the end of me trip on the wallaby track with me to rely, you rely, who rely, eh? Whack fall a diddle eye to rely, day."
couple of waltzes from the English group Blowzabella. Recorded in concert, obviously, with the applause there, although it's a fairly big band. Some of them might have been clapping along there at the end. We heard The Bay Tree and Molinara. First one composed by Andy Cutting, who plays button accordion in that band. And John Swain composed the second one, Molinara. He played soprano saxophone. So we had a group there playing sort of traditional English-style music with button accordion, violin, soprano sax, alto sax, tenor sax, electric alto hurdy-gurdy, and acoustic bass. Blowzabella have been around quite a while, and they've changed their lineup and style of presentation quite a lot over the years. So from Blowzabella, we move to the trio, as it was, from Brisbane called Cloud Street, a song written by their late singer-songwriter, John Thompson. This is the story of Maud Butler.
Maud Butler had a brother in the army, and so she made her way to Sydney town. At 17, she knew her mind. She wouldn't just be left behind. And so Maud tried to join the army. Oh, what will we do with Maud Butler? She dresses as a soldier and she wants to go to war. She jumped a ship to cross the foam, better than any stay at home. The prettiest little soldier boy the army ever saw. A lovely farmer's daughter from old Curry Curry town. She tried to sign on as a nurse, they turned the poor girl down. She bought herself some soldier's gear, cut her hair, dried her tears, and climbed up a rope to board a transport. What will we do with Maud Butler? She dresses as a soldier and she wants to go to war. She jumped a ship to cross the foam, better than any stay at home. The prettiest little soldier boy the army ever saw. 3 days in a life raft with not a bite to eat, till bold as brass she walked the decks, the sailor boys to meet. An officer saw her walking about, her boots were wrong, they found her out. Poor Maud was put ashore in dear old Melbourne. What will we do with Maud Butler? She dresses as a soldier and she wants to go to war. She jumped a ship to cross the foam, better than any stay at home. The prettiest little soldier boy the army ever saw. Only 2 months later, Maud was back on board again. Another attempt to see the front in the company of men. I'll do my bit to help the war, she said when she was back on shore. I just want to be a soldier. What will we do with Maud Butler? She dresses as a soldier and she wants to go to war. She jumped a ship to cross the foam, better than any stay at home. The prettiest little soldier boy the army ever saw. This young girl's an example to all of those who shirk. While others would have given up, Maud Butler went to work. A lesser girl would have had enough, but Maud was made of sterner stuff. So raise a cheer and sing of Miss Maud Butler. What will we do with Maud Butler? She dresses as a soldier and she wants to go to war. She jumped a ship to cross the foam, better than any stay at home. The prettiest little soldier boy the army ever saw. What will we do with Maud Butler? She dresses as a soldier and she wants to go to war. She jumped a ship to cross the foam, better than any stay at home. The prettiest little soldier boy the army ever saw. The prettiest little soldier boy the army ever
A fellow has the blues and feels discouraged and has trails, but trouble is life. When he's always grumbled at and never happy, living with a scolding, aggravating wife. If he's sick and tired of life, takes to drinking, do not pass him by, don't greet him with a frown. Do not fail to lend a hand and try to help him.
Always lift him up and never knock him down.
If he stays out late at night because he's worried, and because his home is not what it should be,
it should be.
Have a smile for him whenever you should meet him. It would help him just the right way,
don't you see?
And if he gambles when he's in a town or city, tell him what he ought to do to gain the crown. Lend a hand and do not fail to show him pity.
Always lift him up and never knock him
disgusted. If he's blue and doesn't have a word to say, let him know you are his friend, can be trusted. It would cheer this lonely fellow on his way. If he finds it hard for him to keep his family, let a kind word greet his ear when he's around. Don't say anything at all to make against him.
Always lift him up and never knock him down.
If he has no friends and everyone's against him, he's failed in everything that he has tried, try to lift his load, to help to bear his burden. Let him know that you are walking by his side. And if he feels that all is lost, he is falling, try to place that poor man's feet on solid ground.
Always lift him up and never knock him down. Always lift him up and never knock him down.
A little bit of music there at the end was called Kanaka Waiwai. But the song, Always Lift Him Up, written by Blind Alfred Reed. And it's on an anthology by Ry Cooder, but it also was recorded on his excellent album, Chicken Skin Music. Ry Cooder writes, I called Johnny Grant, the honorary mayor of Hollywood, to ask about getting a Wall of Fame, a Walk of Fame star for Alfred Reed. And Johnny said, impossible, because then every blind, starving, genius-grade folk poet would want one. Ry Cooder. That's a good anthology, this one. It's called The UFO Has Landed. And there's some great stuff on there. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. And this was recorded, 1976. We'll hear the voice of Mary Black, who was about 21 at the time, singing with a group called General Humbert, or perhaps General Humbert, because he was French. He was notable for leading some French troops, assisting in the rebellion in Ireland in, when was that, 1798? There's a statue of him up over there somewhere. This is the Bold Princess Royal.
On the 14th day of February we sailed from the land on the Bold Princess Royal, bound for Newfoundland. We had 40 bright sailors for our ship's company, and boldly from the eastwards to the westwards sail we. We had not been sailing scarce days two or three, when our man from the masthead a sail he did see. She bobbed down upon us to see what we were, and from under her name's the red collar she wore. Oh God, cries our captain, what shall we do now? For there comes a bold pirate to rob us, I know. Oh no, cried our chief, our rig, boys, and from her we'll go. And when this bold pirate came up alongside, through a loud-speaking trumpet he said, who are you? Our captain walked the ported deck and answered him so. We come from fair London and bound for Cairo. Then drop your courses and keep your ship still, for I've got a letter I'll send and buy you. We'll drop our courses and keep our ship still, but it'll be in some harbour not alongside.
That's called Amish Town, a tune that's fun to play and sounds quite nice too. The fiddle player, Chirps Smith. Well, his real name is Lynn, L-Y-N-N, but he's known as Chirps. He comes from Illinois. So he's Midwestern, and a lot of the music he plays comes from that part of the world. Or he plays probably still in a band called the Volo Bog Trotters. That contributed a featured album on the program sometime, I think, in 2023. But there he is from 2003 on his own album called Down in Little Egypt. Little Egypt is an area in southern Illinois around the town of Cairo. Not Cairo, Cairo. But we heard Amish Town, and that's different. Here's a song called The Sheep Stealers from The Voice Squad, an Irish trio of fine voices, two tenors and a bass. The Sheep Stealers is a song that was apparently quite popular and widely sung among travelling people of Cornwall.
Fortune is bad, and I am misfortunate poor. But indeed I intend my fortune to mend, and to build a house down on the moor, me brave boys, and to build a house down on the moor. Me brother does keep fat oxen and sheep in a neat little neck on the downs, and in the middle of the night, when the moon does shine bright, there's a great deal of work to be done, me brave boys. There's a great deal of work to be done. I'll walk all around on another man's ground and take a fat sheep for me own. And with the aid of my knife, I will end of its life. And it's then I will carry it home, me brave boys. And it's then I will carry it home. Me children, will you the skin from the ewe, and I will be weathering on, and when the constables do come, I will stand with my gun, and I'll swear all I have is me own, me brave boys, and I'll swear all I have is me own.
Oh, finish on that sixth. Isn't that clever? That's The Voice Squad and Sheep Stealers. Popular in Cornwall, apparently. Here's a song called Cornish Lads from Amelia Hogan.
Well, Cornish lads are fishermen, and Cornish lads are miners too. But when all fish and tin are gone, what are those Cornish boys to do? From Newley Town we used to sail through rain and mist and lashing gale. The mackerel shoals we'd hoped to find, and soon we'd left Land's End behind. We'd searched the Seven Stones of but not a sign nor shoal we found. Round Island Light is now in sight, but Scillies are a barren ground. For Cornish lads are fishermen, and Cornish lads are miners too. But when all fish and tin are gone, what are those Cornish boys to do? The winding engines used to sing a melody of Cornish tin, and Giver lads, they all would grin at payday on a Friday. The water now reclaims the mine, and young men talk of old man's time, and go to work in gold or coal, or face a life upon the dole. For Cornish lads are fishermen, and Cornish lads are miners too. But when all fish and tin are gone, what are those Cornish boys to do? The hammer of the auction man is the only sound you soon will hear, and visitors will make their noise and order drinks by Cornish boys. So we'll do as we have done before, go out and roam the wild world o'er. Wherever seas or ships are found, or there's a hole dug underground. For Cornish lads are fishermen, and Cornish lads are miners too. But when all fish and tin are gone, that's what the Cornish boys will do.
Cornish lads, Amelia Hogan singing there, and I think playing banjo as well, from her album called Taking Flight, released in 2023. I'm going to play two tracks from the featured album, which is Everywhere You Go, by Bruce Mulski with a couple of friends. First one called Boogie Woogie Dance, and then I'll play a song sung not by Bruce Mulski but by Gaelic singer Mary Ann Kennedy. Thank you. Song translates as a message for the poet. It sounds very pretty, but it's quite a angry, sad and angry song. It concerns the estate policy, as it's called, how John Ramsay of Kildalton managed his estate in Scotland, in Isla, in fact. He caused the departure, shall we say, caused the departure of lots of people from part of Isla to Canada. And they didn't really want to go to Canada. They were quite happy living on Isla. But no. Part of the clearance policy, away they went. There we heard Marianne Kennedy singing that quite beautiful song with beautiful guitar work behind her. The guitar played by Bruce Molsky, and it's his album, nominally, that is the featured album today, Everywhere You Go. I'll have time to play at least one more, I think, before we go. Right now, Neil Adam, one of his songs, Underground Mutton and Kwandong Jam.
toss a coin, boys, for one of you must stay. There's only one of you can join me all along the traveller's way. But we both were hoping, as the coin flew from his hand, for underground mutton and Kwandong jam. So I was 10 years old when he first took me on the road, and I struggled to keep up with him as down the hills we strode. We spent the night in travellers' camps and we traversed the land, looking for underground mutton and Kwandong jam. And first we took on the high road, and then we took on the low, and I would follow after him wherever he would go. Our day's work here or there, we didn't give a damn. We lived on underground mutton and Kwandong jam. We worked the berry harvest in the hills out to the east. We walked all through the winter's rain and through the summer's heat. He posted home a fiver from the store at Sylvan Dam. We lived on underground mutton and Kwandong jam. And first we took the high road, and then we took the low, and I would follow after him wherever he would go. Our day's work here or there, and we didn't give a damn. We lived on underground mutton and Kwandong jam. That old traveller sitting dead beside the road, Dad said, when my turn comes, that's how I'd like to go. With my coat around my shoulders and my cap in my hand, dreaming of underground mutton and Kwandong jam. And first we took on the high road, and then we took on the low, and I would follow after him wherever he would go. Our day's work here or there, we didn't give a damn. We lived on underground mutton and Kwandong jam. And first we took on the high road, and then we took on the low, and I would follow after him wherever he would go. Our day's work here or there, we didn't give a damn. We lived on underground mutton and Kwandong jam. We lived on underground and Kwandong jam.
You should know what that's all about. Kwandong jam. Kwandong, an Australian native plum. An underground mutton is what some people still call rabbit. Underground mutton. That's Neil Adam. From a good album he recorded with his wife Judy Turner called The Keys to the Field. The next track comes from Roger McGuinn, who was a member of a group called The Birds a long, long time ago. He's been recording on and off for almost 50 years, I think. Here's a song called Wagoner's Lad. He put this on an album called Treasures from the Folk Den. He recorded it with Joan Baez and Eliza Carthy.
Courted by the wagoner's lad. yes, I am poor. They say I'm not worthy of entering your door. I work for my living, my money's my own. And if they don't like me, they can leave me alone. Oh, your horses are hungry, go feed them some hay. And sit down here by me. Horses ain't hungry, they won't eat your hay. So fare thee well, darling, I'll be on my way.
Oh, your wagon needs greasing, your wheel needs to mend. Then sit down here by me as long as you can.
My wagon is greasy.
Two reels, the Prohibition reel and the Contradiction reel, played by a group called Buttons and Bows. Great musicians in that band. The brothers Maguire, Seamus and Manus from Sligo, both playing fiddle. Jackie Daly played accordion on most tracks, and Gary O'Brien playing guitar, mandocello and occasionally piano. Fine jazzy chords on guitar on that track. Final one from the featured album now. This is a song composed by Andy Irvine, but sung by Bruce Molsky, who indeed played in a group with Andy Irvine, a group called Mosaic. Andy Irvine wrote this song, Facing the Chair. No, he didn't write the song, Facing the Chair. He wrote the song, which is called Facing the Chair, about Niccolò Sacco and Bartolomeo Vanzetti, couple of Italian anarchists who were living in America and got done for robbery and killing a guard and a paymaster in a shoe factory in 1920. And whether they did it or not is a moot point. Anyway, they both ended up facing the chair, the electric chair.
I came to this land 1908. I thought it the land of the free, but I very soon saw rich had one law and another for people like me. Well, the times were depressed, the money was hard. I peddled my fish by the sea, while pilgrims of old, fleeing from persecution, landed and thought themselves free. Goodbye to you, my brave comrades. Goodbye to you, Swassel's Lane. Goodbye to North Plymouth. Goodbye, Boston Harbor. I'll never see you again. The Department of Justice is rounding up Reds, and one day on the sidewalk below, Salcedo was found lying crushed on the ground. They said he fell out of a high-story window, and two payroll guards were shot down and killed at the height of this anti-Red scare. And the powers that be arrested Sacco and me. Now we are facing the chair. Goodbye to you, my brave comrades. Goodbye to you, Swassel's Lane. Goodbye to North Plymouth. Goodbye, Boston Harbor. I'll never see you again. Well, the jury, God help us, what chance did they have when the cruel judge called us low breed? He was heard to declare they should all get the chair. They're Reds, and what more do you need? And for 7 long years we languished in jail while appeals for a retrial were made. And the Madero's confession, it made no impression on Judge Webster Thayer's crusade. Well, a dog that kills chickens, you wouldn't convict on the evidence, Judge, that you've heard. But you'll show no concern while these two witches burn for preaching the dangerous word. And your government's judge differ only in name to victimize, trick, and repress. And a change of error and a change of evil is taken by many as progress. Goodbye to you, my brave comrade. Goodbye to you, Swassel's Lane. Goodbye to North Plymouth. Goodbye, Boston Harbor. I'll never see you again. If these things hadn't happened, we would have lived out our lives conversing with scornful men. We might have died alone, unremarked, unknown, failures again and again. But our death and our pain will not be in vain, and your crimes, they will never be blurred. Oh, what makes you think, as you stand on the brink, that you'll always be ruling this world? Goodbye to you, my brave comrades. Goodbye to you, Swassel's Lane. Goodbye to North Plymouth. Goodbye, Boston Harbor. I'll never see you again.
Thanks for your company today. That's it for the program, and I hope you'll join me again next time. I'm Bruce Cameron. You've been listening to Come All Ye. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.